Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us live on WBEN this morning. Dave, you know, despite the uproar over Jeffrey Epstein, what else is getting done in Washington these days?
Not a whole lot, Susan, and the U.S. House of Representatives is about to go, wait for it, on vacation. So happy summer to them, I guess, but there isn't going to be necessarily a whole lot of legislating getting done, at least on the House side. Now, one thing to keep a big eye on is whether Donald Trump is going to demand that the U.S. Senate stay and kind of, you know, ruin their own summer vacation. And the big reason for that is because Donald Trump is very frustrated that a number of his nominees have been held up in the Senate confirmation process. I know this is not the sexiest stuff in the world, but for Donald Trump, who is relying on these people to be in places so that they can do work on behalf of his administration and his political priorities, it is a big deal. So that's going to be a little bit of tension going into the latter part of July and early part of August, when usually here in Washington, D.C., everything politically shuts down in August.
Well, you spend a lot of your time reporting on campaign finances and different things that people can do. I wanted to know from you, we had some news here last week. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar is having a fundraiser this upcoming September, even though he said he's not running again for county executive, hasn't announced any race for any other office. The fundraiser is being run by Poloncar's for county executive, but he confirmed that he's not running again. What can somebody in that position raise money for? And if you're not running for office again, what can you spend that money on?
Yeah, and the rules are going to be different depending on whether you're talking about the local level, the state level, or the federal level. And I'm not going to purport to be a complete expert on the internal particulars of Erie County campaign finance law, but generally, if you are running for office, you can raise money for your run for office. That's pretty straightforward. If you haven't announced, if you haven't declared, and this is something that an office that you're going to seek, then that could be something where you might have to file some paperwork. If you're not running for office and you are raising money, that gets a little bit tricky. I know here at the federal level, this is an issue that comes up quite a bit, and oftentimes you have members of Congress, for example, who have raised a ton of money. They have a whole bunch of money left over in their campaign account, but they're not seeking federal office. There's a number of different things that they can do with that money, or frankly not do with that money, including donating it to charity, disgorging it to the U.S. Treasury, sitting on it and doing a whole lot of nothing in case they run again. And then you've had some members who kind of get in a little bit of trouble, at least in terms of public perception, if not a legal sense, when they use money that could be tantamount to paying for private expenses, personal expenses. And that's kind of a big no-no. So it's definitely an issue that bears watching, and one where the legal details are kind of going to make the difference between whether this is something above board or not.
Dave, why would someone have a fundraiser when they're not seeking office again?
Well, one reason, I don't know if it's the case in this particular situation, but you can definitely raise money if you're not running for public office to benefit others, maybe people who are running for office when you're not, maybe your party, local or otherwise. And that can definitely be something that could be a boost to your allies, a boost to your political partisans, but not something that is going to directly benefit you if you're not running for office yourself. So that's a plausible theory for any of this at any political level, and something too that I would say would not at all be uncommon, especially at the federal level, which is what I'm oftentimes looking at.
Well, Dave, I want to know, you know, it's been what, maybe a month and a half since Elon Musk has stepped back from being in his, whatever his role was in the White House. I don't know what the official title ever was. And it's been a few weeks since that public feud with the president. But I'm wondering how much he is still talked about in Washington. Because yesterday, I think it was a first, Dave. Yesterday, we had a politician have a press conference arguing for less jobs in Buffalo. I never thought I'd see the day, but it happened yesterday where we had a state assembly member go in front of the Tesla plant and basically say that the state should not renew its lease with Tesla. They should kick Tesla out and the 2,000 jobs with it presumably because they don't like Elon Musk. Is he still a big deal? Is he still way and loom large in Washington?
When you are the richest person in the world, you by definition loom large, even if you've quieted up a little bit. And look, Elon Musk is still talking aplenty, and we've heard his voice a couple of times here in some very pointed ways directed at Donald Trump in terms of the Epstein files, which are still absolutely being talked about a whole lot here in Washington, D.C., and that is a controversy that really has not tamped down one bit. And Elon Musk, in essence, saying that, hey, Donald Trump is part of the conspiracy that so many people are concerned about that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. So, of course, you judge for yourself whether you think that's true or a bunch of hot air. But Elon Musk, he has a megaphone. He has billions of dollars at his disposal. He is somebody who very much in government circles is so important because he's also a huge government contractor, let's remember, through especially SpaceX, his rocket company and space company. Say nothing of Starlink, the satellite internet company. So when you add that up all together, it equals instant publicity for Elon Musk when he wants it and if he wants it.
All right, Dave, you're a Bills fan. We know that. You're from here.
Yes.
But you live in D.C. and you're surrounded by fans of Washington's franchise. What are you hearing about calls for the Commanders to change their name back to Redskins?
Oh, the call is coming from none other than Donald Trump. And this is something where on a week where he wants to move beyond the Epstein files as quickly as he can, he is talking about the Washington Commanders changing their name back. He is releasing government files, but of a different sort. Yesterday, he ordered the release of a whole bunch of files related to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. He is posting videos, including one bizarre one that was AI-driven, completely false, phony, fake, all the things that Donald Trump loves to talk about in terms of other people, about Barack Obama being arrested in the White House and dragged out in handcuffs by FBI officials. And this was just a video that literally was AI and nothing else. So, you know, Donald Trump is obviously trying to distract from the issue that he doesn't want to be discussing. And yeah, the Washington Commanders and Donald Trump's ever long obsession with football, including let's not forget his attempted purchase of the Buffalo Bills 11 years ago. And that's part and parcel of what Donald Trump has really always done with football, which is be very interested in it and whenever he can insert himself into it.
Dave, always great to talk with you. Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, joining us live here on WBEN.